With Thanksgiving now in the rearview mirror, Maryland theaters are turning their eyes to holiday productions. At the Annapolis Shakespeare Company, that's an adaptation of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. Allison Mollenkamp went behind the scenes of this year's performance.
Okay, John, ready?
I'm ready. Okay. Do you have the sound?
It's almost opening night, and the cast and crew of the Annapolis Shakespeare Company's version of A Christmas Carol are running through the scenes to get it right. They wear masks and street clothes as they rehearse on the beautiful Victorian set.
You want to go for the first bell?
No. Oh, go for the first bell.
Yeah, whatever works. Okay, single
bell. Donald Hicken is a co-adapter of the play. He says this version sticks close to the original story.
I think Dickens had a very specific idea about what he wanted to say Christmas should be, and used this kind of wonderful ghost story to deliver that message.
Who are you?
Ask me who I was.
Who are you then?
But this year's production will have some significant changes for safety reasons. The audience will be capped at 50% and must wear masks. The cast wears masks and goes through temperature checks before rehearsals. Director and co-adapter Sally Boyette says they're on an honor system to protect each other.
We've also, you know, entered into a bit of a social contract with each other that we're going to avoid crowds outside the theater and make this theatrical home our bubble.
The masks, however, make directing actors a little more difficult.
You're trying to see through that mask and see what's happening. And all you can really see are eyes, you know? And when people are happy, their eyes squint. And when people are angry, their eyes squint, you know?
When this show opened 4 years ago, it ran up against another production of A Christmas Carol that had been a holiday tradition at Colonial Players, a downtown Annapolis theater, since 1981. That production has been canceled this year because of the pandemic, leaving the ASC show the only game in town.
Man of the worldly mind, do you believe in me or not?
I do.
John Prusner has been with this show for a while and plays the ghost of Jacob Marley, Ebenezer Scrooge's former business partner. He says he's been pleasantly surprised at how people react to the production.
I can't believe how enthusiastic the crowds were last year. This year, we'll have to wait and see, you know. COVID's put a dent in everybody's activity.
In the meantime, Prusner says he's enjoying digging into a character who speaks to Scrooge from beyond the grave.
To put your mind in the place where Marley has been, where he can come and look at his life and all the mistakes he made, and he can come back. It's a fun journey.
You must have been very slow about it, Jacob.
Slow.
He is dead and traveling all the time.
Dexter Hamlet, who plays Scrooge, says the season's not all festive to him.
I'm a bit of a Scrooge, a bit of a Grinch at Christmas time about the retail and I do remember as a young adult that it was a kind of a lonely time.
Still, he says he sees A Christmas Carol as a story about discovering the joy of the holidays. He also thinks audiences need art more than ever this year.
I really believe that we're going to hook deeper into people because I think they're thirsty for the theater.
A Christmas Carol runs weekends through December 27th at the Annapolis Shakespeare Company, 1804 West Street. I'm Allison Mollenkamp for 88.1 WYPR.